What's up, folks? Y'all having a damn good time in the Raising Grace round? Y'all, hey, but it's okay. You ain't drunk enough yet. Real quick, this is our last round of the night. But if you don't know what Raising Grace stands for, that's my studio in Georgia. My daughter's name is Gracie, but it also stands for somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace. So everybody that I book or I do any fucking thing with has a good time but got a wild side. And these folks right here, I have been waiting on all night. I love everybody's played, had a good time, but I'm excited about this. You got to quit looking at me like that. I love each and every one of y'all. We got Miss Brianne Young.
Yeah.
Dustin Heron. I mean, Charlie Argo. If you know Dustin Heron, if you ever wondered what he looked like if he was more talented and better looking as this. Miss Kimberly Atwood. And I'm going to let you say your name because I'm drunk and I'm going to mess it up.
Lindsay Hinkle.
I can't say Hinkle for shit.
Lindsay fucking Hinkle.
Lindsay fucking Hinkle, everybody. Hey, please tip your bartenders. Thank y'all for hanging out. Please enjoy the hell out of this. Get their social medias, tag them in videos, and just have a good time. Raise a little hell for them. Give them a round of applause.
Thank you. All right.
You want me to start, Brian?
Go for it.
I woke up a little raspy. I've been drinking Throat Coat and gargling salt water, but I almost bailed out, but I get to do this. So this song I sing falsetto, I wrote this with an artist named Drake White and my friend Miss Kelly Johnson. He cut it, and I just found out yesterday that it's being re-released with a special guest. I'm really excited. It's called Power of a Woman. Plays a mean game of poker. She's got curls in her hair. She looks good on Broadway or the middle of nowhere. She's got three dogs she rescued on a road trip out west. She can build a fire, change a tire, makes my heart beat out my chest. Well, she's sweet Sunday morning. Got a mind of her own, Lord. It's just something gets me lightning storming. Oh, I believe in the power of a woman. Yes, I do. Y'all know it? She loves tequila and Jesus. She said to make her feel warm, such things that Holy Moses, and bless your damn heart. She can cuss like a sailor. She gets that from her mom. But her favorite four-letter word is love, love, love. Well, she's sweet like Sunday morning. She's got a burden of her own, Lord. Ain't she something? Gets me hell. I believe in the power of a woman. Yes, I do.
Come on.
She works like the devil. She cries when she prays. She thinks a good glass of wine can fix anything. Holds it all together, you know. I'm so amazed how she feeds the babies, juggles crazy with a smile on her face. Well, she's sweet like Sunday morning. She's got a burden of her own, Lord. Ain't she something? Gets me high like lightning storming. Oh, I believe in the power of a woman. Yes, I do. Well, she's sweet like Sunday morning. She's got a mind of her own, Lord. Ain't she something? Gets me high like lightning storming. I believe in the power of a woman. Oh, I believe in the power of a woman. Yes, I do.
Come on with it now. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to play my Drake White cut now. Look, fate would have it, we were just by each other in this round. Just kidding. My name's Kimberly Atwood.
We do that Eminem song you wrote?
Do what? Oh, yeah, yeah. This is my Marshall Mathers cut. That's my only life goal. Don't start with me. Now's not the place to bring out Kim Shady.
Damn.
I'm ready for her.
Lee Tucker and I had a drive down to Georgia where we were like Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP. We were two angry white people for a long time. But I never meant to bring you to my world. Okay. This is a serious country song. I wrote this with my friends Blaine Bunting and Ethan Phillips.
I love Blaine.
It's called A Lot Like You. It's a newer song. Haven't played it out much, but
I did not learn this one. Thanks for that, bitch.
Eastern colors in the fall time. Why's a rainy day make me feel so blue? What gives the moon the right to control the sky at night? It comes and goes whenever it wants to. It's a lot like you. To love like you. But I put so many memories on that beat up Chevrolet, knowing it could break down when I don't need it to. It'll hold up for a while, a couple hundred miles. It'll get me there, but that's all it'll do. It's a love like you. It's a love like you. Need to run before it starts. Never see it through. Just a path of broken hearts, with a past of falling heart, for somebody they thought they really knew. It's a love like you. Hurts the most is the ones you can't comprehend. It's a love like you. Need to run before it starts, never see it through. Just a path of broken hearts, with a past of falling heart, for somebody they swore they really knew. It's a love like you. It's a love like you.
Yes, I am.
That was real pretty, y'all. Kimberly.
We're supposed to hate each other, Brianne.
No, we're not.
Don't say nice things.
It's fake news, bitch. I hate
Josh Terry. God damn.
Golly.
Get it right.
Y'all all right?
And I'm fucking Lee Tucker.
Are you really?
No. Jesus Christ.
Good evening, y'all. This is a song about giving a woman everything she ever wanted. Now, that's very hard. I don't know if this house is what you dreamed of. That door still don't shut. The porch can use a little love. The fence don't keep the doors from running out. But I promise that I'll fix it when I roll back into town. Girl, you deserve so much more. And it'll be there when I walk through that door. I'll give you all that you ever wanted. Oh, I'll give you love. Until early morning, I'll give you time and kisses. Get right down to business. I don't want to miss out on all this love that we've been given. I'll give you all that you ever wanted. Promise I can get more money rolling in, so you can quit those jobs and we can raise some kids. Finally take you to the places that you wanna see. 'Cause I know a drink in your hand on the sand is where you'd rather be, not Tennessee. I know this all can seem so far away. Well, I want nothing more than to give you everything. I'll give you all that you ever want. Oh, I'll give you love. I'll give you love till early morning. I'll give you time and kisses. Getting right down to business. I don't want to give up on all this love that we've been given. I'll give you all, girl, I'll give you all that you ever wanted. And all this all seems so far away. I've nothing more than to give everything. I'll give you all, give you all you ever wanted. I'll give you love until early morning. Oh, I'll give you time and kisses. Get right down to business. I don't want to miss out on all this love that we've been given. I'll give you all that you ever wanted. Oh, I'll give you all, I'll give you all that you ever wanted. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brianne Young. So my last little outburst, that's why I'm not allowed on podcasts anymore, but here we are. And I just decided to fuck with people that don't have publicists now. So Lee Tucker was my fucking victim of the evening. I ain't getting in trouble again either, man. I ain't got the money. I love you more. So now I'm just going to sing some really sad fucking songs for y'all. I wrote this song with my friend Erin Vinecourt. She's out playing it on the road with Cody Jinks now, and I'm here sitting at Josh Terry's fucking show playing mine. So this one's called Was
Hell
It Good
yeah.
For You? This is not, you know how some people get up here and they like to like bullshit and they like to be like, this song's for every girl I ever loved. That is not this kind of song. This is for every girl I've ever fucked. And I hope that it was good for her.
I love that.
And I'm just being honest about it. So, yeah.
Girl.
There's the intro. I'm a sweetheart. You either love me or hate me, Rock. I won't mean to break her heart when I change my mind and run. And I don't mean to be this way like a broken loaded gun. Unpredictable, unreliable, but still steady as the sun. No, I won't mean to break her heart when I change my mind and run. Was it good for you? Cause it was good for me. Was it good for you? Did you get anything? I told her that I loved her, and when I did, it was the truth. Sometimes I say shit I mean just so to not be proof. And it's gonna make her cry, and I'm so tired of being me. This asshole that keeps making her think I'm the one she needs. Was it good for you? Cause it was good for me. Was it good for you? Change my mind and run. No, I won't mean to break her heart when I change my mind and run.
Thank you. I love that song.
I love that song.
Do me a favor. Is it cool if I film y'all? Y'all care? All right. I want to say, how the hell are you doing, Nashville? And I want you guys to scream like there's no tomorrow. All right.
Done.
I missed a phone call. Who the hell's
do
calling
it?
Me? All right.
Answer
how
phone.
You doing, Nashville? Woo!
Yeah!
It's the George Chase Show.
All right. Thank you.
Nice.
I'm gonna tag all of you. Meet me after.
Y'all just putting on for that now.
Is that a TikTok?
Maybe. The kids these days are doing it.
Snapchat.
I'm actually putting it on Tinder, so.
I swear I have friends.
It's on Farmers Only, so. So Josh Terry mentioned this song when he saw me at Eddie's Attic, and I got to drive to Pensacola for a show tomorrow, and I don't have a voice, but I'm going to try this, and if I blew it out, I'm sorry. I wrote this song for all aspiring women that are singer-songwriters because I started meeting some of my idols, and I found out that even these women that I admired all my life still have problems. I thought when you got fame and fortune and money that your problems just kind of went away, and they didn't. But we get to do this. We get to. So this song's called Wonder Woman.
Come on.
It will be the title track of the new album.
father was a god, but your mama made you strong, and your strength, well, there's no denying it. I don't pretend to know you or to understand, and those that do, well, they'd all be lying. But life gives you a blessing, there's always a curse, and for you, I don't know what's worse. Hey, that Wonder Woman, you make me Wonder Woman. The dark cloud, you're Wonder Woman. Does it follow you around? Keep your feet on the ground. And you wonder, woman. Some of us are born with greatness, and some must achieve. But you, baby, you didn't have a choice. Some would use their weapons, some would give up, but you use your God-given voice. And when people throw stones at you, you form a path that's well paved. And you don't know all the lives that you save. Hey there, Wonder Woman, you make me Wonder Woman. The dark cloud, you Wonder Woman. So follow you around, keep your feet on the ground. And you wonder, woman. You wonder, woman. Hey there, Wonder Woman. You make me Wonder Woman. The dark cloud, you're up. Does it follow you around? Keep your feet on the ground. And you wonder, woman. Oh, you wonder, woman. Oh,
sound like when? What do you sound like when you're not sick?
No shit.
I know. She's like over there saying, I'm hoarse, and I'm expecting drinking, her to sound like fucking Tanya Tucker or something. She sounds great. Thanks.
Sounded amazing.
She better do that one. That's the only one I learned the harmonies to.
Yep. All right. So this song is coming out on my next project very soon. It's called Don't Let Him Go to Dallas.
She was born in 83, and she don't look a thing like me. She's got eyes like an ocean sea. Mine are brown with a touch of green. Now he says he's gotta go somewhere. I'm apprehensive, but I ask him where. He rolls his eyes and says, I don't care. Long as he's far away from here. But just don't let him go to Dallas. and I'm a little bit more green. If I had my way about it, I'd find a way to change his mind. Will he stay? I really doubt it. But just don't let him go to doubt. I know they've got some history. He loved her before he knew me. Said he's moved on, but I disagree. He's headed west now from Tennessee. And just don't let him go to Dallas. I'm scared of next to here, it's like a palace. And I'm a little bit more green. If I had my way about it, I'd find a way to change his mind. Will he stay? I really doubt it. But just don't let him go.
As Lee Tucker and Larry the Table Guy, Larry the Cable Guy say, get her done.
Whatever you're selling, I'm buying.
Hope everybody's having a good evening now. My name is Charlie Argo. Thank you, Josh, for having me this evening. I appreciate you so much.
You're not Dustin Herring?
I'm not.
God.
Half.
I thought you were.
Half. I'm doing a song about that I wrote during the COVID years. About finding the light at the end of the tunnel. So this is Lee Tucker's Woman's song. So. There's a driveway and a brick mailbox, an empty house with a broken clock and a water bill that's way past due. The flowers can't push through the dirt. Factories left town with a word. But hey, that ain't nothing new. So now I'm waiting on the rain, wasting all these hours in my day. It's been dry for all these years. Ain't nothing left around here. So I'm waiting on the rain. Preacher man, he came to town. He said, if you lay your money down, I can help you wash away all your sins. The soldier still knows how to die, and the preacher man knows how to lie. But for me, I just want to know how it ends. So now I'm waiting on the rain, wasting all these hours in my day.
It's been dry for all these years. Ain't nothing left out here. Oh, I'm still waiting on the rain. Oh, now I don't mind the sun. No, I don't mind the sun. Oh, now I don't mind the sun. Yeah, when it's for everyone. So now I'm waiting on the rain. Wasting all these hours in my day. It's been dry for all these years. There ain't nothing left from here. So I'm waiting on the rain. The end of times is coming soon, but all that's in this empty room is the last thing that I said. So fill the taxi to the top. No, we ain't got time to stop, 'cause there's mouths that need fed. Thank you.
Boy, you're good. You're way better than Dustin Herring. No. I don't know why everybody keeps calling you him. I'm going to do this next song I wrote with Dustin Herring.
Please do.
And Priscilla Block.
Hell yeah.
And she didn't put this on her record. So I used to go around joking and saying, what a bitch. But calling people names and saying shit got me in trouble. So I'm just kidding, just to let everybody know it's a joke, and she's my friend, and we both love this song, and I'm cutting it and recording it. What? Okay, cool. Yeah, just edit that. I'm just kidding. So anyways, this song is called Why Don't You Love Me? And my friend Vaden, it's his favorite song, so I usually play it for him because he's usually here.
Come on, Vaden.
He's not here, so we'll just play it in his absence for him and dedicate it to him. Because bless his heart, I don't know why nobody won't fucking love
him. Damn. We ain't got all that.
Know you like shutting down a Friday night. Dirty blondes with big blue eyes. You like a cigarette before you go home. There's a few more things that I know. I know you love leading me on. Crossing my wires, turning me on. You love getting in my head every night, ending up in my bed. You love taking your time, tangling your heart up in mine. I give you everything you'd ever need. So why don't you love me? Waking me up to the sound of your truck, pulling out of my drive before the sun comes up. You like holding me tight just long enough. Well, hell, I guess that's just what you call love. And I know you love leading me on, crossing my my head every night, ending up in my bed. You love
So why don't you love me? Oh, I know you love me. Mm-hmm. I know you love leading me on, crossing my wires, turning me on. You love getting in my head every night, ending up in my bed. You love taking your time, tangling your heart up. Hell, I give you everything you'd ever need. So why don't you love me? Oh, I know you love me. Oh, so why don't you love me?
Choo.
I love that song.
Yeah,
thank you. I love your voice.
I think you should cut it.
I did. Why not?
I'm going to wish I wrote a Wednesday on that one. So this is a brand new one I wrote. I don't normally like write other songs with people and then me try to sing them. I want other people to try to sing them. And I was at a writer's retreat, and a bunch of this crap started coming out. I used to want to be a preacher when I was a kid. And the preacher told me that women couldn't be preachers, that the best way to serve God was to be subservient to their husband. And that I grew up to be a heroin-addicted homosexual. So I'm sober 4 years now, though. But I wrote this song. Thank you. I wrote this song, and it's the most song that's been about me than I think anything I've ever written. So it's called Watch This.
Summers as a dead man walking, driving tractors and stacking hay. The only girl on a flatbed trailer, bare feet stained from the Alabama hay. Go in the foothills of the Appalachians, reaping seeds I sowed from mistakes I've made. The one day I had me a revelation. Roots run deep and nothing grows in the shade. The preacher told me about the God in the Venus, said only a man can save a soul. So I took my guitar and I spread my gospel, singing the devil's rock and roll. Sinner's life's the only one you'll live. So I said, watch this. My family thought that I should be in hell roasting, shunned for disgrace and my last name. If they don't call me back, is that Holy Ghosting? But I don't think either of us is to blame. The preacher told me on a Sunday morning that only a man can save a soul. So I took my guitar and I spread my gospel, singing the devil's rock and roll. Sinner's life's the only one you'll live. So I said, watch this. You better make sure that your words are soft and sweet, because you never know which ones are gonna make you weep. The preacher told me on a Sunday morning that only a man can save a soul. So I took my guitar and I spread my gospel, singing the devil's rock and roll. Say sinner's life's the only one you'll leave. So I said, watch this. Oh, watch this.
Hey. Thank y'all so much. I wrote that with Kelly Johnson and Megan Barker. Thank y'all so much.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Was it that obvious?
Yes.
You're not the problem. No, you're awesome.
We love y'all.
You're the problem with you. I said, you're the problem with you.
It's you. It's me.
Well, again, my name's Kimberly Atwood. Thanks for hanging tonight. Thank you, Josh, as always, for having me. Supporting songwriters and artists, giving us another platform. Sing our songs on.
That rhymes.
Thank you. I was hoping it would.
it's one of those near rhymes.
Kimberly, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but the As For Me song is the best thing that you sent me to learn harmonies to that I didn't learn harmonies to.
I forgot about, hold up, I'll do that if
but
you want.
That song is so fucking good, and I would love to hear you play it loud.
Oh my God, give me just a second.
And I don't say that for anyone's songs ever, just to have that noted
as
well.
Yeah, she usually is like, Kimberly, this is trash.
I hate everyone and everything they ever write that I wasn't included in, so.
Okay, I'm going to try it. This is a newer song, but I forgot I sent this to you.
It's really, really, really good.
Okay.
You got this.
Here we are. I wrote this one with Paul Sykes and Sarah Jones.
Paul Simon.
So good.
Yeah, Paul Simon. We go way back.
Y'all are not worthy also. I'm just saying, sorry.
No, what just happened?
I was like, you're not worthy, and then she started to sing, so I'm sorry. I ruined it.
I agree, I'm not worthy.
No, they're not worthy to hear the song, but they are.
Could I get a hair more guitar for this, if you're around? If not, no worries.
He done ran to the next bar.
Thank you so much to our sound guy for glossing us up here. Thank you so much. That's great.
Thank you.
You're probably out drinking. Some friends at a dive bar all weekend, throwing some quarters at George Jones, ain't I'm having the time of your life, and that's fine. Or maybe you're with her, how to a movie or dinner, making somewhere nice and new. She probably likes you too, and that's fine. But as for me, I take things at night to help me sleep, to drown out the wine you have to leave. As for me, I'm stuck in a rainstorm, tired of pacing these same floors, watching the clock. For me, it ain't move. I'm sure it's flying for you. As for me.
Yes.
Thank you, Brianne.
If that's not country, that'll kiss your ass.
Man. Thank you, Josh Terry. Appreciate you and all that you do. You make me laugh all the time via the internet and direct messages on Instagram. Man, my name is Charlie Argo. I got a brand new album coming out here in a couple of months. I was fortunate enough to go down to Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals and record this brand new album. The title track is entitled Mindful Man, and me and my brother Lee Tucker wrote that song together, along with our friend Mr. Eric Erdman as well. I'm not going to do that song, but this is going to be the first scene. This is going to be the first single off that album. This song called Hold On Savannah now. Thank y'all so much for having us this evening. The dawn is breaking. There's a suitcase by the door. The leaving's hanging heavy, and old dog's wearing out the floor. This life is what I've wanted, but it's still hard for me to go. My baby, don't you worry, 'cause I'll be back before you know. I said, so hold on, Savannah. Savannah wants to hold on for me. Hold on, Savannah. Oh, I'm gonna miss you desperately. The road been traveling on. It's been a hard road to hold. Hold on, Savannah. Yeah, Savannah, don't you let me go. Yeah, Savannah, don't let me go. Well, I'm humming down a highway. Another night, another no-name town. This old silver ego ain't the only thing breaking down. The Georgia line's behind me, with my headlights headed south. Yeah, I'm running in the right direction, knowing it won't be too long now. I said, so hold on, Savannah. Savannah wants to hold on for me. Hold on, Savannah. Oh, I'm gonna miss you desperately. Yeah, the road that's taken me away has been a hard road to hold. Hold on, Savannah. Yeah, now Savannah, don't let me go. Yeah, Savannah, don't let me go. Every river that I cross, every bridge that I come to, oh, it leads me that much close to being right back home with you. Oh, oh, oh. I said, so hold on, Savannah. Savannah wants to hold on for me. Hold on, Savannah. Oh, I've missed you desperately. Yeah, the road that's taken me away has been a hard road to hold. Hold on, Savannah. Yeah, Savannah, don't you let me go. Yeah, Savannah, don't let me go.
Kind of touched on a little bit of what I was going to say about this last song I wrote. I wrote this song with Lisa Carver and Helene Cronin, and I swear to God, the day that we went into that writing session, that we were going to write the saddest country song ever written, because of the three of us. But for whatever reason, we all had our positive pants on that day.
Hell yeah.
And so we wrote this song. But to touch on what you were talking about, I had a preacher last year ask me to remove myself from the church that I had been a member of for my entire life, that my grandfather helped build and that my mother had been a member of for over 50 years. And she left because they asked me to leave. And she was like, well, fuck y'all a little bit because I don't feel like that's what Jesus would like.
Amen.
So, anyways, I thought in the moment when it happened that it was going to push me farther away from my faith and from what I did actually believe and everything else, but it didn't. It drew me closer.
Come on.
And it made me realize that they were the problem, not me. And it made me realize, too, like, God put it in my heart to be here and to be writing songs and to help people that are sitting at bars drinking beer with me. And those people are never going to be sitting on the pew in that fucking church in East Texas that are telling everybody that they're going to hell. So I think at the end of the day, I'm a much better witness than they all are. So
yes, you are.
Respectfully, fuck them a little bit. So anyways, we wrote this song, and it's called Pour a Little Love on It. And every time I play this song, I tell people, I'm like, even if we're different, if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're black or white, I don't care. I love everyone. And for your bi, good for you. And your ginger.
He said, I'm... He said, drunk.
Drunk.
And bi.
You're drunk and bi and ginger. You're all
crazy. Yeah,
but
we got Josh, it on tape.
Anyways, my point is...
Josh just changed the name of this writer's round.
If we would all come to situations with a little bit more love... when we have conversations about things that we know we're going to feel differently about, if you would just have a little bit more grace and a little bit more love in your heart when you talk to people who are a little different than you, then things might go a little differently. So this was the whole premise of that whole song. So anyway, sorry I talk a fucking lot before I play my songs, but this is called Pour a Little Love on It. Everybody's got their own way of drowning pain. I've been watching you and the things you use to wash it away. It's sharp and clear as a broken bottle. You tried it all and nothing works. You keep waking up tomorrow and it still hurts. So pour a little love. What you gonna do when you feel like giving up? Pour a little love on it. You pour a little love on it. You pour a little love on it. Feels a little better, don't it? Don't it? When you pour a little trust, you can't lean in and you can't let go. You just keep on stumbling down that lonely road. Tell you the truth straight up now, baby, 'cause I know how it feels. I keep holding your heart and keep filling it up until it heals. I pour a little pour a little love on it. Feels a little better, don't it? Don't it? When you're
What you gonna do when the whiskey ain't enough? You pour a little love on it. What you gonna do when you feel like giving up? You pour a little love, you pour a little love. Oh. Pour a little love on it. When you pour a little love on it. When you pour a little love on it. When you pour a little love.
Hey, I need a round of applause if y'all want one more, and then we're going to do something special. So, two of the four up here was part of the first show I ever did in Nashville.
Thank
as
y'all.
Far as songwriters getting drunk, having a good time. So, every once in a while, y'all have to do this as a job. You forget why you got to do it in the first place. So, Kimberly and Breanne would bust out some Keith Wheatley, some George Jones on the show one night. So, I'm going to put it at y'all's feet right now. Do whatever you want to do. Original, cover, it doesn't matter. What made you want to get into music in the first place? What is the song that you belt out when you're having a good day, bad day, whatever? The one that connects with you. The thing is, we, that first night was hell.
I already and got it
was
my a good fucking time. Song in my fucking head right now, bitch.
So you can do whatever you want to.
I already original, saw George today. Yeah. Literally went and saw George and Tammy today.
How they doing?
They're doing great. Good.
And to all the artists out there, I know this is a job. But don't forget why you got into it in the first place. The love of fucking country music. So, you can do whatever you want to. I know it's shitty, right? I like to put that on you. We got one more. Give them a round of applause if you want one more. I'm going to get my fat ass off stage now.
I've been working on an album for over a year now, and I bought a studio in my house, and I'm trying to do it myself, and I had all these other musicians that were friends of mine. We're trying to get it together, and it just wasn't sounding right. I couldn't get it the way I wanted to, and couldn't get people together to send me the tracks to even release it. So a friend of mine said, well, Lindsay, when you tour, are you going to tour with a band? And I was like, hell no, I can't afford a band. And they're like, well, just do that. Just do you and your guitar. And on the way home, one of my favorite albums popped up. It's by Patty Griffin. It's called Living with Ghosts.
Come on.
It's a solo
now.
Acoustic.
Hell yes.
Solo acoustic album.
God
and the first
almighty.
Time I heard it, it changed my life. And
one of my favorites.
I wanted to be Patty Griffin, yeah. So I'm glad y'all know who she is. But anyways, this song made me think of my mom because my mom was hard to love and she showed it hard. And every time I heard this song, I thought of her and I didn't want to become like this. So this is Lorraine. Mama, if you hear this, I love you.
Sweet rain, fiery hair, and brown-eyed schemer who came from a long line of drinkers and dreamers who knew their sunshine. Say
a Bible, then he'd burn down the house to announce his arrival. Her mother was working and never was home. The rain called down on the life of her.
In my brain on what I want to play. So
you know.
I know all of them. I'm going to play all of them. But I was inspired by country music from a very young age. When I was 4 years old, I would not go to sleep unless my parents put on like the country countdown. And I just remember I was just all in from that point on, and I was in love with songwriting from the time I was a little girl.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I discovered George Strait, like really discovered George Strait, became obsessed with him. My parents got me for my 13th birthday, I think it was, the 51st Hits album. And I was known at I was literally known in my school as the weird George Strait girl. But I'm like, I don't see the issue here. So I was heavily influenced by country music all my life. This is not a George Strait song. This is a song, though, that also made me fall in love with songwriting. It was on the radio when I was growing up. Still one of my favorites. So I'm going to play it.
If anyone wants to harmonize, don't hold back. You always had enough for things Don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell, you know. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, taking that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. 'Cause leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
Yes, ma'am.
Tim McGraw.
Woo, boy. I tell you what, I was back and forth with the song, Josh, that you you said just what takes you back, but man, I couldn't stray away from this. I like to classify my songs, and I've been drinking with Lee Tucker since I got here. He's been feeding me peanut butter and jelly shots, whatever the fuck. Whatever, man. Anyways, those were good. But my parents got divorced when I was about 2 years old, and I'm from the great state of Alabama. We used to meet halfway between my hometown of Selma, Alabama, and my dad's town where he lived in Jackson, Alabama. And man, my dad, he had a box set of Conway Twitty discs in his car, and he'd reach back in the back seat and he'd pull out that box set after my mama would drop him off. He never could get over her, and he'd never admit it, but I promise you it was by the songs that I knew that. But I don't remember the box set, but all I remember is the colors and the numbers of the songs. And this is the blue disc off that box set, and this was number 7 on that song. This is a Conway Twitty tune. I didn't understand this song till I got a little bit older, but now I do, man.
There's a lot of ways to say what I wanna say to you. Songs and poems and promises and dreams in my come true. I won't talk of star skies, moonlight on a crowd. I'll come right out and tell. Girl, I love to lay you down in soft and whisper, pretty love words in your ears,
lay you down and tell you all the things that woman loves to hear. Let you know how much it means having you around. And darling, how I learned to lay you down. There are so many ways to sweet love make this house too home. You got a way of doing good things, girl, that really turn me on. Like when you're standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown with your hair all up in curls, girl, I love to lay you down. Lay you down in a soft whisper, putting the words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things woman loves to hear. Let you know how much it means having you around. Darling, how I love laying you down. Yes, I would. When a whole lot of December's showing in your face, that auburn hair's fading, girl, and still takes its place. Oh, you'll be just as loved. Oh, and if I'm still around, oh, if I can, I know, girl, I still love to lay down. Girl, lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. Let you know how much it means, oh, having you around. Darling, how I love laying you down. Oh, now, darling, how I love laying down. Little Conway Twitty, man.
I didn't know you were from Alabama. Ooh, man.
I am.
If I pulled this hat off, you'd see underneath it a head of curly hair. We're probably related.
Don't say that. That means you know my cousin.
It's like looking in a mirror.
I love it.
All right.
That was real good. I was kind of sad
you
at first because I thought you were going to do Lionel Richie.
I was.
So I got real excited, but then you did that, and that was just as good. My mama loved Conway Twitty. That's her favorite.
My daddy
My favorite is George Jones.
Come on with it.
Went and saw that some bitch today. He is my favorite singer and favorite songwriter of all times.
The best.
We were both born in Beaumont, Texas. And now I'll just shut the fuck up and sing this song. This is why I love country music, because of songs like this. The bars are all closed. Whoa. It's 4 in the morning. Must have shut them all down with the shape that I'm in. I lay my head on the wheel, and the horn began talking. The whole neighborhood knows that I'm home drunk again. And if drinking don't memory will, I can't hold out much longer.
could start my own steel. If drinking don't kill me, Lord, her memory will. These old bones, they move slow, so sure of their footsteps as I trip on that floor and I lightly touch down. Well, it's been 10 bottles since I've tried to forget her. Memories still linger lying here on the ground. And if drinking don't kill me, her memory will. I can't hold out much longer. Oh, with the way that I feel, with the blood.
This lady say one time, if that don't make it on country radio these days, I don't want to fucking listen to country radio. Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming out to the first ever Raising Grace Rounds here at Live Oak. We'll be back next month with a podcast. We won't be doing this, but we'll be doing some fun shit. But I want y'all to give a round of applause to Lindsay, Kimberly, Charlie, and George Jones over there. Brian. And by
thank
the
you,
way,
Josh Terry.
If you don't like George Jones, you probably like kicking puppies. Love y'all. Thank you to Live Oak Tippy Bartenders. I'm getting the fuck off this microphone.